And today I'll tell you more about my adventure up at the North Pole with Jump Jump, the little elf who was no feet three. We rescued Santa's reindeer and saved Christmas. Well, I tell you, things were getting pretty exciting. All the folks from Holiday House, Jump Jump and myself, were having to keep a sharp lookout, because now that we were so close to the Ice Queen's palace, where Santa's reindeer were being kept prisoner, she was trying everything to stop us from succeeding in our mission. This was, of course, to take the reindeer back to Santa and save Christmas for all the boys and girls everywhere. Well, we were only a mile away from the Ice Queen's palace, and every step we took meant danger. So we didn't do much talking, but kept looking all around and behind us, too. Well, we didn't know what she might try next. I'll be back in a minute. Sight of the Ice Queen Palace yet, Merry Holiday.
Neither do I, Tim.
Oh, we must be very close to it now.
Can I ride on your shoulder, Merry Holiday?
You can ride on my shoulder only if you promise to stay there, Jump Jump.
I'll promise, Merry Holiday. I'll promise.
I guess Jump Jump gets a bit tired of staying in your pocket, Merry Holiday.
I know he does, Tim, but I'm so afraid that he might start jumping around and get into trouble.
There's no time to be laughing, Jump Jump.
Oh, hello there, Sleepy Slim the Lion. I'm ever so glad you're awake.
Of course I'm awake. Archie Pugly is going to walk behind us for a while now with the poet, and I'm going to trot along in front of you, Merry Holiday, and guard you.
Oh? Well, that's very brave of you, Sleepy Slim.
I wonder what the Ice Queen will try next, Merry Holiday. She sent ice dwarfs to capture us and open cracks in the ice in front of it.
Yes, and she set a whole mess of wild animals to run us down, she did. Animals, I'd rather be an elf myself.
Yes, and even a band of giant ice maidens to chase us away from her palace.
Only we chased the ice maidens away, didn't we? With a little tiny mouse, too.
I wonder what will happen next.
Maybe it'll rain.
It couldn't rain in such a cold place. But it might snow.
We should be within sight of the Ice Queen's palace any minute now.
Oh. Uh-oh. There she goes again. There's that Ice Queen's laugh. You know, we always hear it just before something's going to happen.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of that old Ice Queen. Much.
Well, that's usually a sign of danger. So let's get together again and see if we can find out what the Ice Queen might do this time.
Hachi Pugly, Poet, hurry up! We're going to stay close together now.
All right, Tim, we're coming.
I didn't know Hachi Pugly and Poet made that much noise with their feet.
No. I don't think it is the Poet and Hachi Pugly that we hear, Tim.
Ooh, ain't me. I'm standing still as I can be. Maybe it's Jump Jump, huh?
I'm not jumping now, Sleepy Slim.
I'm just hoping that whatever it is, we'll be able to have the Christmas fairies help again. Do you see anything, Merry Holiday?
No. Not yet, Tim. But we're standing near some snow-covered mounds of ice. Maybe if we climbed up on one of those, we could see better.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
All right.
We should leave the silver trail that the Christmas fairy has made to guide us to the palace?
Oh, we won't go very far, Tim. Just up on the snow hill to get a better view of the country around here.
All right. Come on, Archie, Pogley, and Port. We're going to climb this hill.
Well, the snow is soft on these hills. That's odd. Most of the country here is solid ice.
Oh, what a swell snowball fight we could have if we didn't already have a job like rescuing Santa's reindeer. Say, Merry Holiday.
Yes, Sleepy Slim.
When we do rescue the reindeer, can we ride on them, huh?
Oh, Sleepy Slim, how can you talk about that when we're so worried? We don't know what's going to happen next.
That's why I sleep so well, Tim, because I worry so much.
Here we are at the top of the hill at last. Are you all right, jumped up on my shoulder?
I'm fine, Merry Holiday, fine.
Good.
Hey, you really get a view all right from up here.
I see something.
Oh, so do I, Jump-Jump. Look, everyone. Look over there.
Oh, my mane is in my eyes. I can't see. What is it, Tim? What is it?
Jeepers, that can't be real, Merry Holiday.
Yes, it's a real all right, Tim. Oh, no wonder we heard all those marching feet.
Oh, shucks. Do I have to lift my mane out of my eyes to see? Won't anybody tell me what's happening?
It's an army, Sleepy Slim. And it's marching toward the hill that we're standing on.
The army?
Yes.
Oh, good. We are saved. Hooray for the army.
Oh, Sleepy Slim, it isn't the sort of an army you think.
Then what sort of an army is it?
It's an army of snowmen.
Snowmen, Tim? If they're snowmen, then what are they?
Oh, Sleepy Slim. Not no-men. Snowmen, see?
Yes, I mean no. Oh, I'll have to look for myself, I guess. You're right. It is an army of men made of snow.
Ooh. I'm worried, Merry Holiday. There's so many snowmen, we can't possibly do anything to stop them from coming up here after us.
Yes, I'm worried too, Tim. I can't think of a way to escape either.
Tim could carve me a gun.
Oh, Jump-Jump, even if Tim did carve you a gun, what good would it do?
I could go bang-bang with it.
But it wouldn't even stop one snowman.
Besides, Jump-Jump, I haven't anything to carve a gun out of. I've used up the last bit of whalebone.
What are the snowmen doing now? Why are they turning around like that?
They seem to be changing their direction. I wonder why.
Ooh. Only some of them have stopped, Merry Holiday. See?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're marching in a circle all around the bottom of the hill where we're standing. I see.
Ooh. Oh, this is terrible. We'll be captured again, sure.
Yep.
What do you suppose the ice queen will do with us, Merry Holiday?
Well, she hasn't captured us yet, Tim. Don't forget, we have someone on our side who is far greater than the Ice Queen.
You mean the Christmas Fairy, Merry Holiday?
Yes, that's right. I think we'll have to call on her again to help us.
That's a good idea, Merry Holiday. She's always thought of something to do, hasn't she?
Yes. Come on, let's all wish together now. Wish hard. Wish that the Christmas Fairy would come and help us.
I'm wishing, and I think I hear her voice already.
So do I.
I hear the Christmas fairy voice, too.
Yeah, but I don't see her. She must be invisible because we are so near the Ice Queen's palace. Yes, Christmas fairy. Yes, I hear you. We need your help again. What can we do to escape from the army of snowmen? Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I understand now. Yes, we'll do that right away, Christmas Fairy. Oh, thank you so much for helping us. She's saying goodbye to us.
Goodbye, Christmas Fairy.
Goodbye.
Well, Well, what did she see, Mary Holliday? The snowmen have started to climb up the hill toward us.
Yes, they're all around us, Mary Holliday, and coming closer every second. What are we going to do?
Well, the Christmas fairy said for us to make big snowballs, as many as we can, and quickly.
Snowballs?
Yes.
The snowmen are soldiers. They won't want to play around with us now, Mary Holliday.
Let's obey the Christmas fairy, Slim, instead of arguing.
You're right, Mary Holliday. I'm going to start making snowballs right now.
Oh, me too, then. Me too.
All right, then. So will I. Archie Pogley's already started, I see. And the poet, too. He's making snowballs.
Oh,
Jump, you'd better not try, because your snowballs would be too little to be of much help.
Those snowmen look very determined, Mary Holliday. I've got six big snowballs made. Now, what do I do with them?
You roll the snowballs down the hill toward the snowman, Tim, as fast as you can, and make some more, and just keep on rolling them down the hill toward the army.
Here goes mine right now, rolling down, down, down. Look at her go.
Oh, yes. Mine, too. Look, Archie Padre and Poet are rolling their balls down the hill, too. Look at those snowballs go. Why, they're getting bigger as they roll down the hill.
Yes, Tim, that's the idea, you see. By the time the snowballs reach the snowmen, they will be so big that they'll roll right over the army of snowmen. And since they are made of snow, those soldiers will roll right up into the snowballs.
It's working just as you say, Mary Holliday. Look, the big balls of snow are tumbling those soldiers down as if they were matchsticks.
Yeah. Look.
The snowmen are running away now.
Yes, Chump. Those that haven't been rolled over by our snowballs. I guess I'd forgotten that snowballs will grow big when you roll them downhill. I guess that is of the end of the snowman army.
Oh, look at him go away.
Yeah, look at him run. We must have scared him stiff. Stiff. That's a joke. Maybe I ought to be a clown, huh? A clown, clown, clown. No, I'd rather be an elf myself. Well, laugh, Archie Pogley, laugh. We're safe.
Oh, my, the last snowman has gone away. He's going toward... Oh, look. In all the excitement, I didn't see it before. Look, everyone.
Oh, Mary Holliday, there's a great glistening castle made of ice. I can see towers and great windows and doors and... Oh, but it looks blue, Mary Holliday. Why is that?
You're looking at the Ice Queen's palace, Tim. And there's that magic ring of blue fire completely around it, even arching right over the roof of the palace.
The Ice Queen's palace at last.
Yes? The Ice Queen's palace at last. Tomorrow, I'll tell you what happened next. So be sure and listen, won't you? Goodbye for now.